Hey guys, welcome to Dungeons & Shinobi, a Naruto D&D played podcast. Before we get started, I wanted to give a big shout out to Tommy, aka Kings Are Forever, on the Naruto 5e Discord. He is the main writer for the books that we'll be following. I'll leave a link in the description in the show notes for how to get into the Discord, find the books for yourself. If you guys want to play it at home, I highly recommend reading over these modules. It's really dense, really cool stuff. It's basically like a whole new game. So if you're familiar with Dungeons & Dragons 5e, this will come across pretty naturally. And if you're a fan of Naruto, then give it a shot. With me here today, I have Marcus, aka Lone Wolf Marcus.
Hello, that's me.
I also have Beans.
Liva, how are you?
And Briar Rogers.
Good evening.
Today's going to be the episode zero, so if you would like to get into the campaign, just go ahead and skip forward to episode one. If you want to hear more about the background, the settings, kind of what we're working with, and how the character creation came about, then stick around, listen to this episode. Otherwise, head on over to episode one. And with that being said, let's get into it. I figured I'll start out with a little bit of a description of what the world I'm thinking of is. I think I've talked to you guys before one-on-one on kind of what I'm imagining, but I would like to get it kind of just concrete right here so the listeners get an idea too. So my main inspirations for what the setting of the world is going to be is obviously Naruto, but not 100% Naruto. So I'm going to have, think Avatar Last Airbender. There's going to be creatures that use jutsu, creatures that will be kind of other antagonists, so that way you guys aren't just constantly fighting ninja like in Naruto. And instead of just jumping through trees and you're in the next city, you'll be fighting like monsters that have abilities and stuff too. And I feel like that will blend very well into Dungeons and Dragons. And it gives me as a DM kind of more stuff to throw at you guys rather than just saying, oh, it's another ninja clan that you guys are fighting. It'll be, I think, a lot more Dungeons and Dragon-y. So the setting, think Naruto meets Avatar Last Airbender. There'll be, like, instead of chakra coming from aliens who came onto Earth to give us jutsu or whatever it ended up being, it'll be more like Avatar, where people learn jutsu from animals. So, like, how they have, like, the blind badger moles that use earthbending, and that's where the first earthbenders came from. That's going to kind of be the feel for this one. Obviously, Naruto is a little more forgiving as far as like abilities go. So every village will have people who have every type of release. There's not going to be like only people in the land of water do water bending or whatever. It'll be anybody is born with a certain release type, just like in Naruto. But they learned how to use these releases based off of, you know, animals and stuff. So that's a little bit of a background of how it's going to be. And that's obviously the works. We have a lot to go over before I want to put anything cement. The first thing I wanted to kind of talk to you guys about as far as setting goes is, do you have a preference on like what village we start in? Or does anybody have like a idea in your head of what you were thinking?
Personally, I don't have too much of a preference. One thing I am thinking, though, is with the world of Naruto, how do you say it? Konoha?
Konoha, yeah.
Since that one's the most fleshed out, I feel like it would be easiest to start there if we were to choose who's that location.
What, like the Hidden Leaf Village?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since that one's got like the most backstory, so it has the most so it's got arguably the most possibility for possibility for different events. But then again, I'm not exactly that big of a Naruto expert, so
well, that we can make anything work. And, you know, if you like the Hidden Leaf Village, that's cool. But this is nothing to do with Naruto at all. So, like, if we wanted to, you know, like, I think in Naruto, you know, most of the clans are going to be, like, Hyuga Clan, Inazuka. Like, all the clans that you see in the actual Naruto show are kind of the base clans in the books, obviously, because that's who you see in the show. So that's kind of what they based a lot of the clans around in the books. But I'm not married to the idea of it has to be, they're all from the Hidden Leaf Village, just like in the show. So if you guys wanted to be a certain clan and we're starting in, let's say, like the Land of Wind and the Hidden Sand Village or something, I don't care if you want to say that you're an Uchiha and they originate from there. It doesn't matter to me. This is a completely different world, so you don't have to be bound by the sort of chains of the anime and canon, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I get that.
So if you, like, I don't know, is there something in the show that you guys thought looked cool and never got really explored? Or is there just something that you have a fascination with? Like, me personally, I love the Hidden Mist Village where they had like the blood mist and all those like nitty.
Yeah, I'd say that's a top favorite for me as well.
I would say, obviously, I do want to go to Konoha. I want to go to the Hidden Leaf Village. I feel like we need to have a really big arc happen there. However, I, for one, would like to start in one of the other villages. There's some that we don't ever see, if not even a little bit at all. So I don't necessarily want to start out there because we know very little to nothing about them. But there are some where we spend a little bit of time with, or we get to see here and there and learn a little bit about it, but nothing too crazy. I almost would like to start at one of those and just kind of create our own lore, history, and lifestyle in these places.
Yeah, because I think off the top of my head, I feel like the one that really didn't get explored much was like Hidden Stone Village, the one in the Earth Kingdom.
So we could have like a major NPC or a character like that from Konoha that commonly has us going to the Hidden Leaf Village, or we could stay away from the Hidden Leaf Village until one major arc, and then we could keep revisiting the Hidden Leaf Village just because that's a, I don't want to say comfortable, but it's a familiar area where everybody's going to know, we're going to know it, the audience is going to know it. So it's like, it'll be easier for everybody to put like
that's true.
A home base of sorts.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier for people to picture a Hidden Leaf
Village.
Like,
we could say that like a Ninja Alliance or something like that came together, and the main base is like in the land of Konoha.
Well, and something I was thinking about too that would be way different than Naruto, which I think would be fun, is they're a lot more spread out and bigger, because I want you guys to have environmental, like PvE, you know? So like traveling from a place to a place is going to be a lot more treacherous than just ninja might attack. Because like with all the wildlife and stuff, I feel like spreading the villages out would make for more missions and things I can throw at you guys just for traveling. Yeah. So you could be in the Land of Fire without being in the Hidden Leaf Village. You know what I mean? Like, you could be on like an outskirt village if you wanted to, or you guys could just be in the straight up village. I know that, I think, Marcus, you said you wanted to be a street urchin, right? And I guess actually that's a good segue. Let's just go right into it. But tell me a little bit about your character. What are you thinking?
So I, Marcus, will be playing a character named Akira Suna. Akira, first name, last name Suna. I kind of took a little inspiration for the name from, not necessarily from Game of Thrones, but how it's similar to Jon Snow, how Jon Snow was a bastard. And so he never was really necessarily given a family name or a proper last name, because that's how their world worked. He was a bastard, so he was given the name of Snow because they lived in the north. Akira, I kind of went along that same route and gave him the last name of Suna, because I'm fairly certain Suna means desert or sand. So it's essentially a way of saying Akira of the sand or Akira of the desert. So he doesn't really have a family, as Teapot just mentioned. He's an urchin, so he doesn't really have a family. He was orphaned from a young age. And I'd like to imagine that as he grew up, he turned into more of this, more of a hardcore Robin Hood-like character, that he himself became a criminal and does what he has to do, so he's gotten his hands dirty plenty of times.
Right, but he's like, for the greater good.
He's the kind of guy that it's like, he has no problem walking up and killing a really brutal like gang that goes out of their way hurting people. And then he's going to walk into the boss's room, break open his safe, grab a bunch of money, then just walk across the street to like an orphanage and donate it. So he's a very Red Hood-esque character from like DC. I like to compare it to Robin Hood with Red Hood. So the two hoods right there.
He gets his hands dirty, but he's a good guy in the end.
Yeah. So unlike Gaara, who he's obviously, I've taken inspiration from Gaara. Using him, that's why.
Mechanically, what are you thinking for him? Like, what clan and what class are you doing?
I figured it'd be kind of cool to have him be part of a clan. I didn't want to just say he had no clan. So I'd like him to be part of the Jishin, or the Jiton clan, as it's pronounced. We looked it up, and it's actually pronounced Jishin, so that was really weird. His alignment is true neutral. I feel like he just kind of does what... He's not like a true neutral character that's la 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 la, I don't care. he's actually just whatever he feels is right, he's going to do. Sometimes that could be going an evil, chaotic route, while other times it could be lawful, good route. He could commonly bounce around.
Yeah, I love that. And like, I feel like your character might be the moral compass. Briar, I haven't actually even talked to you about what your character is. What idea are you thinking with yours? I feel like Marcus is going to be the moral compass, knowing what agent, what Beans is going to be. And I want to save him for last.
No.
I know what Beans is planning, and it's not going to be anything like a fucking vigilante. So what did you have in your mind, Briar, for character wise?
Well, I came into this knowing that we were going to do like the Naruto thing. So I was like, all right, it's time to binge watch. I reawoken my love for the Uchiha thing. So I was going to do a hunter named Uchiha.
Ooh.
His name is going to be Kale. It'll be K-A-Y-L-E. I am going at it a kind of like an assassin kind of way. So I'm really excited to do that. I've got a true neutral morality compass. And
so a little bit of that kind of vigilante style, like Marcus.
You know, I wouldn't say quite that. I would say more of like a trained assassin kind of thing.
Oh, so straight up. So what are you doing, like Gravestalker Hunter or something?
You know, I haven't even gotten that far yet. So I am reading right now, and I am putting that all together as we
speak. Oh, you're totally fine.
If you don't mind my asking, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to be more of an attack-based, more of a range-based?
I think I was going to go with like a more melee kind of like jutsu enhanced attacks.
So maybe like a taijutsu meets ninjutsu type thing?
Yeah, something in the middle there. I'm playing around with the, what's it called? The Sharingan thing a little bit and seeing how that'll work with like genjutsu. So I'm playing around with what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to be, I feel like genjutsu is a very...
Yeah, I feel like it'll be really good. But
yeah, so you're going to have like high wisdom and stuff.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do like a genjutsu, ninjutsu kind of mix.
All right. I'm more trying to go for more of a defense kind of build, as Gaara always seemed to be a super durable character with all of his sand. Akira, I imagine, would be the same. Just in general, when it comes to sand users, I imagine they have high defense. So
gotcha.
Maybe I could be the group shield, the moral compass, and the shield.
Okay, so you'd be the shield. Briar's kind of the assassin, and Beans, what? What is your character? What are you wanting to play?
Bill the Beans.
I was very worried about getting to this point, but with what Naruto I've watched and what understanding of the series I have, I felt as though Rock Lee was heavily underrated and, to a sense, underused.
Criminally underused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something to give some form of justice to that, with the idea of having a character of a similar nature, which is almost entirely taijutsu.
Yeah, so taijutsu specialist.
Yeah. However, at the same time, I thought, I can't just make a Rock Lee clone. I have to draw some inspiration from elsewhere. Where with taijutsu, who basically being like martial arts, where better to look than a anime/manga called Baki?
I don't know if you guys have seen this. He showed me a video of it. But it's kind of ridiculous. It's gonna be cool.
I like that though. He's a big taijutsu build. He's gonna be more of a genjutsu kind of build, and I'll be the taijutsu kind of.
Yeah.
The ninjutsu kind of build. We got a whole squad right here, fam.
Yeah, because that's so. Beans will be up in it punching. I feel like Briar is gonna be more like in between mid range, because as a taijutsu, I'd imagine you're going to be up in combat, but you're probably going to be casting genjutsu from the shadows. Yeah, shit, right? But genjutsu from like the bushes or something, you know, you'll probably be sort of an assassin type where it's like disabling them, then getting into it. So maybe like Beans goes up and punches them, then they see a Sharingan from the back, and when they go to hit Beans, a sand shield pops up.
It's nothing personal, kid.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of crazy. He could sprint up, roundhouse kick them. While they're dazed, they could get caught in a genjutsu. Next thing they know, they're in a sand coffin.
Yeah, and then they get trapped in sand.
That's
or something.
That's a whole combo move right there.
The only thing I'm picturing in my head at the moment is a mix of, like, you know the scene where Sasuke thinks he's killed Itachi. Oh, yeah. Spoiler for Naruto if you haven't watched it already.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of spoilers for Naruto in here.
The bit where he thinks he's killed Itachi, then he does the finger movement, revealing that he hasn't even fucking touched him.
Yeah.
And then There's one scene from Baki where there's a character called Yujiro, which I've drawn quite a bit of inspiration from, where all of a sudden, this dude fighting one of the best martial artists in the world basically does a clap-like attack to the skull, which completely ruptures the eardrums.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, blows his head up like a watermelon.
No. That would be cool, too.
I mean you can do that. You can do that. I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want. This is explicit.
I know, but I don't want to go too hard. It's as if he's not already questioning everything enough. He's just had the character we'd be against just questioning what's real. Then all of a sudden, the sense of hearing is just gone.
So I guess kind of what I'm hearing then is we're going to want to be in a city for sure, because Marcus is going to be a street urchin. So you're going to be kind of like sulking around the streets. You're going to have a, like, you can't do that in a village or a tiny whatever. You know what I mean? Like, there's not really underground stuff in a small community. So you're going to need to be in a city. I feel like that would also help Briar. You could be kind of like a recruit for Anbu or something.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh.
You know, I'm a huge Anbu fanboy too, so that works for me.
So yeah, you could definitely be maybe like an aspiring Anbu, because I imagine we're probably going to be starting out at a younger age.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming as well.
So you can be an aspiring Anbu type, maybe like families in Anbu, something like that. And then Beans, I'm thinking for you, maybe like a cockfight type thing almost. Like you're an underground street fighter type thing. And
underground, like cage fighting or something.
Yeah, and you just kind of, so all of that stuff screams, we're in a city to me. So maybe we're in a big capital city, because where else are you going to meet all these characters? So maybe, now do you guys want to do straight up like Naruto, where you guys are starting out as Genin, you're going to be going into a Chunin exam to try and be Chunin, or would you rather kind of do more of a rogue ninja, just so I know what way we're going to be flavoring this? Would you rather do that, or would you rather be sort of like, we don't care about ranks type thing, and we're just our own little group? Because I was thinking, if you guys want to do Genin and be like preparing for Chunin exam, I can make you a sensei that's going to be, you know, there for a lot of your stuff and trying to guide you along. Or if you guys want, you can straight up just be like, fuck ninja, fuck, you know, the military, essentially. We'll just be our own little gang or something. Like, I get more of a gang vibe from you guys. The only thing that's throwing me off is Briar, because you'd want to be Anbu, and that's not typically the route for that.
Something that I kind of like is maybe, like, Briar obviously wants to be more of an Anbu character, and that's really cool. So I could totally see him being like, yeah, no, I'm going out and joining the Ninja Academy. While possibly Beans and I, our characters are possibly just caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, or we
actually just unfortunate living over here.
And it's kind of like, hey, listen, just
kind of agree.
We noticed how skilled you guys are. And we're willing to kind of sweep your wrongdoings under the rug to a degree. But you have to serve a bit. You have to like help serve the village, and they kind of force us to join the,
like, a conscription type thing.
Yeah. So it's like, we'll sweep that under the rug if you choose to use your powers for good.
That's cool, because I do like the idea of a high militaristic type place. And I think conscription would really fit well into there. And that's a good, narratively, that's an easy way to get you guys all to be in a group where it's just like, well, you're forced.
And it could be like a really cool, I don't want to necessarily say like a buddy cop kind of thing, but then you'd have Briar, who's more of the Anbu, always more by the books and knows tactics and stuff like that. But then you're going to have Beans and I, who might be more, hey, we've lived in the streets, or we've been to the underground, like the criminal world. Sometimes that stuff by the books doesn't work, because some of the guys who helped make the books are also in the underground, so they know how to get around it. So sometimes like your methods aren't necessarily the best thing to do, and you need to listen to us sometimes. So it kind of like adds a cool dynamic between the two of like, you have Akira, who's kind of more in the middle of a Robin Hood character that's like, I just do what I have to do. Sometimes I go by the book, sometimes I go off the book. Then you have Briar, who's usually always by the book, and then you have Beans, who's probably never by the book.
Yeah, that's I do sense
honestly. Now that you've said that, I'm questioning whether or not I need to nerf my character further by ensuring that he can't read.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. You could do super low intelligence stat and just be like, no, I can't fucking fuck that. It's just like pretend to read when you need to or something.
Like, the whole idea is just he's been working out excessively. He's a gym rat.
I love that
Every time he has to read, he has to do a performance check.
He takes like 2 psychic damage.
That does sound awesome. It's like
the little vine where he goes, in the beginning.
What's a sideways character with the waves on the end? That's a bee, dude. Like, that's just a bee. Come on.
The butt of the alphabet?
No, I like that. I like Marcus and Briar's kind of thing, because like you were saying, it sounds to me like you guys would, if we were in D&D, this would be like almost 2 rogues, but 2 completely different sides of rogue.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one rogue is a, like, by the books, I'm going to be, like, a spy for the military rogue. And the other one's, like, I do this for the people type thing. And I do think that would make some really good back and forth. And then just throwing beans in there where it's just like, whatever, dude, as long as I get to fucking hit somebody, you know?
Just point me in the direction and they'll be gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, just give me a target. I'm just here to fight. I don't give a shit.
The only other thing that I know that I told you about was I figured it'd be kind of interesting to say, obviously, this is some Naruto-based stuff, or the Naruto stuff could have taken place a long time in the past, but all the characters that, you know, we would know from that time are kind of dead and gone. So maybe it'd be interesting if they at one point reached a level of peace to where they saw kids like Naruto, Sakura, and Sasuke. Like, you guys joined the Ninja Academy and became Genin at the age of 12. Itachi, yeah, I think, became a Genin or something like that at, like, 5.
Yeah.
Maybe they saw that and said, all the Kage kind of came together and said, we want kids to kind of have the chance to be kids.
Either that or Sasuke and Naruto and Sakura just had serious skill issues.
Well, Naruto definitely did.
Oh, he totally did. But I was thinking maybe it'd be kind of interesting. What if they said, we want to put that off and you're not allowed to become a Genin until a certain age? Like, obviously, you're allowed to get some training, but
right,
like, to actually join the Ninja Academy, you need to be like 15 or 16 or 17 or something like that. Just so then we don't have little kids running around doing super hardcore menacing shit.
My 7-year-old with war crimes.
Right. Yeah. If we do it that way, though, the conscription thing goes out the window, because we can't do a conscription and say, like, oh, we don't want kids to be in this, because maybe we could. I could make that work. But I'm glad you brought that up, because what age are you guys thinking age range? I think me and Marcus talked about this earlier, and I like teenagers much more than kids, because doing a little kid's voice sucks ass. Like, nobody wants to do, I don't want to do, as a DM, I have to be the NPCs, and I do not want all of your guys' fucking rivals to be kids. So I would say teenagers my lowest. If you guys want to be even higher than that, I'm cool starting out at, like, maybe a higher-ish level, and you guys are just, like, level 3 teens that get conscripted or something. Like, it just depends.
We could do, like, that age group, then going into the exams for juning, then, because that is a decent age for that.
Yeah, because I think, like, Rockley and that team that got held back was kind of, like, not... Yeah, they were older. I think they were still, like, 13, 14, but...
Yeah. Edgy and Rockley, yeah, they were, like, 13, 14, yeah.
Yeah, but we could do... I think, again, this is our world, so we can do whatever the fuck we want, but I think my preference would be, like, 16, 17, probably, and then we'll say... You know, you guys have just gotten a lot of your levels from being on the streets or being whatever. I don't mind, though, starting out. Like, if you guys want to start out level 1, we can just say that that's what everyone starts at. And then say, you know, like Marcus said, they don't let people into the military until they're 16, 17. Because this is much more of a progressive world where it's almost, I guess what I'm thinking is post-Naruto, but before Boruto, maybe. Where there's, like, peace, but it's not quite...
There's peace, but there's tension.
Yeah, there's still tension. There might still be a little bit of stuff, but, like, obviously it wouldn't be canon post-Naruto and before Boruto. Like, there's not going to be, like, Naruto killed Madara and, yeah, we have, like, all this peace and stuff from that. But something similar where it's like, yeah, there was maybe, like, 1 or 2 great wars just before the campaign starts. And because of those wars, now we're in a sort of tense piece where, like, technically maybe like one or two of the village, like say you guys start out in the Hidden Leaf Village, maybe you guys have like a tense treaty with one or two other lands, but at any time the land of, I don't know, Wind could post an attack. Like the borders there are much more militarized. Like, I think I don't want it to be 100% you guys are living in peaceful times, because that obviously takes out like a lot of the cool shit you can do. Yeah, yeah. I don't want it to be like, oh, everything's great and you guys just have to deal with, I don't know, trains or something fucking stupid.
Like Welcome to the most dangerous shinobi world.
Let's
see that.
It's trains. Yeah, right. Like, I the thing I like about Naruto is sort of that old setting of like traditional Japanese almost, where like they blend. I feel like Naruto perfectly blended sort of that 60s vibe where like, yeah, they kind of had TVs and they had like radio and stuff, but there was still a lot of like, you could go into the villages on the outskirts and they're still living in like thatch huts and stuff, you know, like it was a very blended world. And I like that a lot. I'd like to go for that feel for ours.
Yeah.
So you guys could definitely be like traditional ninja who fight traditional missions or whatever. Okay, cool. So let's start there. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to know about the setting or anything that you guys wanted to talk about with your characters?
Did you guys want to like kind of graze through character creation real quick?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Sounds good to me. I still got to figure out what the hell I'm doing with it.
So you wanted to be... I feel like you guys are on opposite parts. Briar, you know what class you want to be?
Yes.
But you'd not... Oh, no, you're a Chia. You already know your stuff, so you're good there. We can go over the like nitty gritties of it, because nobody wants to listen to us read a book. But
yeah, I think I'm gonna, you know, look a little bit more into like the different classes before I go 100% in on a decision. But
yeah, well, and this is episode 0.
Yes, for sure.
You know, we're not, this isn't 100%, this is what it's going to be when you guys finally meet the characters. It's just an idea of what we were thinking when we first created this, so the audience kind of has a good idea.
Absolutely.
So you're gonna be, I would say, take a look at like Gravestalker for, well, I don't know if that's really Genjutsu, because there's also Genjutsu Specialist you might want to
look at. Yeah, because I was looking at Gravestalker, but now I'm looking at Genjutsu Specialist. I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe.
I think Genjutsu Specialist is sweet. Personally, that's like one of my favorite classes. I love the, I think there's like a gas one that I really liked, where you can basically like, you use your genjutsu as a poisonous gas and anybody who's like within the range. So it's a lot of AOE type stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one idea. Obviously there's a shitload in this book. It's crazy how in depth this stuff
is. It's a massive book,
but it's awesome. I mean, that's the only reason why we're able to make a podcast.
Yeah. You know,
for sure. Because if it wasn't for this giant ass book, I wouldn't have enough stuff to actually pull from to make enemies, or, you know, like I'd just have to be flying by the seat of my pants the whole time, which would suck as a DM.
No kidding.
Okay, so Beans, you wanted to be... Do you know what kind of clan you're thinking of? Any idea?
Hang on. Let me double check through the clans and definitely make sure I know what I'm talking about before I say something dumb.
We were actually glancing over it before everybody showed up. Like, for the Uchiha clan, they obviously have a bunch of stuff there, but they also get the ability increase of 2 dexterity plus 1 intelligence and 1 wisdom. You can't get... It has to be one in each, not just like...
Mm-hmm. When I was looking at it, I think Uchiha have a specialty where they can use like intelligence to cast genjutsu instead of wisdom, because I think wisdom's a normal one.
A 2 dex or int and 1 int or wisdom.
I might be full of shit there, though.
Genjutsu can be charisma. And
charisma.
Genjutsu can be dexterity from the looks of it.
Is that an Uchiha trait?
Yes.
It's not too bad.
But it looks like you need the Sharingan to do that.
Yeah, which you get at level 3, I think.
Correct.
That's normally when people start unlocking all their stuff. Yeah, and a good like a good rule of thumb, because I learned this with D&D, is if you want kind of shortcuts to what your character should be, look at what their ability scores are increasing. Because if your clan is increasing an ability score, it probably means you're going to be using that ability for your casting or whatever. It's a dichotomy of your clan and your class. The first thing you should always pick is your clan. That way you have an idea of what you're going for. And then using that, go into a class, because each class is going to like benefit a certain clan differently. If you're looking at this, for instance, if you're looking at the Uchiha and it gives you a +2 to dex or intelligence and a +1 to intelligence or wisdom, that tells me you have the option of kind of being a dex intelligence or, you know, intelligence wisdom character. Like, you have a lot more like freedom with this one. So that's not really a good example, but like the Jitun class is a lot more concrete, I think. Like, you are, what is it? Jishin is what, how they pronounce it, right? I don't even remember. But the Jishin class, I think, has like,
Jishin,
that's it. The Jishin class, what do you get for that? You get like a permanent, a plus for, I think it's like wisdom and intelligence.
It was plus two intelligence and plus one constitution.
Yeah, so that's a better one to go off of. So like right there, you're solid, your intelligence and constitution. Like, you know that your casting is going to be intelligence constitution because that's what your clan is giving you. Uchiha is a little bit more iffy because you get the ores. So you can do dex or intelligence or wisdom. So you got a lot more playroom with that, which is nice because of the freedom, but it's bad because you're less locked in. So you have a little bit more access to things. I think that's because Uchiha are very versatile, because they're high in genjutsu, but they can also be high in like
anything else. Yeah.
Like, because they're fucking Uchiha. Like, they're just like main character people.
You have fire release affinity from the looks of it, as well as your proficiencies are insight, and you pick one between ninsho, martial arts, and illusion.
So like, if you wanted to go more of a fighting up close type of person, you could put your plus two into your dex and then just have your plus one and say like your wisdom, because that's going to be your genjutsu caster.
Yeah, that's probably what I was planning on doing.
Yeah, if you wanted to be more of a caster, you could put like a plus two into intelligence and then use your intelligence to cast genjutsu, I think, is an option for you.
Yeah, my plan was to do like the wisdom casting for the genjutsu and then just do the dex.
Yeah, so you're probably going to do a plus two dex, plus one.
Yeah, so I can be at least a little bit more versatile there.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I didn't even realize that the Uchiha have that. They're very, like, my other group had the same thing where somebody did an Uchiha, and I was like, Jesus Christ, there's so much to it. Like, it's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot to read.
On the character sheet, if you go to your character, which is the second page on the bottom, because it's in a like slides, not slides, spreadsheets.
Oh yeah, you're talking about in the in five. Page,
yeah. If you go to your character, you also get fire affinity. So, for example, Jishin, you get to choose between wind and earth, but Uchiha, you just start with fire. So you just pretty much have to put a little check in that. It's like with normal D&D, it's a whole lot to wrap your head around, but I think once you get that firm, like a good description of it, and you actually see it's like the numbers start coming together, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, this makes sense now.
Well, and when you're looking at that stuff, it's really overwhelming, and that's why I wanted to start out at level one, probably, is because all that shit that you're seeing in the book and all those pages and stuff, that's like stuff for your entire character if you went up to level 20. So a lot of that shit you might never even use. Like, you may never learn an S-rank jutsu. I mean, obviously, hopefully you will, because if we complete the campaign, you guys will be level 20 at the end. It's a lot to take in, and it's easier just to look at it and be like, okay, what is level one? What do I get at level one? I don't care about any of the stuff afterward. Obviously, you want to look at the stuff afterward just to know what direction your character is going to go in, but you don't need to have all that shit memorized. You don't need to know what your Sharingan's going to do in level three, because we're going to start out at level one, or at least that's what I kind of wanted to do. If you guys feel prepped enough and you like where you're at and we could do level three, I would be okay starting out there, because that's when everyone really gets into their, like, for instance, that's when you get a Sharingan. I think that's when you get like a lot of your dust release type stuff for the Jishin class, and I don't even know what the fuck Beans is doing, but I'm sure that's what you get for Taijutsu too. But like,
you don't want to know. I'm up to a most terrifying activity where I'm not even gonna lie, I just went onto the Tsunade studies and just typed find word taijutsu and then read, and then good I read luck. The entire thing.
There's so much to it. But when you're creating your character, I wanted to show you guys this too, because this is good step-by-step. It's in the actual Naruto book on chapter one, on this page, I think page 10, something like that. It gives you a step-by-step, so it'll say, here's building Naruto Uzumaki, here's like little quick build things. So like each class will have a description that says how to quickly build a character, and then they'll go over how to roll for your stats and stuff. In this third bullet point here, there's determining stats, and they tell you how to roll. Marcus rolled for his, and he has the fucking highest goddamn stats ever.
I did pretty good.
He did really fucking good, so his character's a god.
Now, I'm expecting these first four sessions, I just roll nat ones all the time.
Yeah, right? That's how it's definitely going to be. It always works out that way.
If you have really good stats, you always seem to be rolling poorly.
If you guys have issues with this, again, just let me know. You don't have to go off of the book. I know it's intimidating. I've spent literally probably the past 2 months reading over all of them, and I still haven't read everything. Like, I still get surprised by some of the stuff you guys tell me, so... It's a lot. Like, I totally understand that. If you guys want, I think next week, Sunday, I'm good for doing like episode one, if that's okay with you guys. If not, if you guys don't feel ready by then, I'm down with, you know, skipping next week and just going over stuff, or maybe even running a one shot so we can get a feel for what it's like.
That'd be cool. Running a little one shot or trial session.
Yeah, we could do a one shot next week.
Test our character. It could be like a shorter, just go from point A to B. We'll give us like... Give us maybe 10, 15 minutes to just do like casual, fun little interactions, and then send us on a mission to take down like five rogue ninjas or something like that. And that way you kind of get to test being your character outside, then test your character in combat and just see how you're feeling. That way, if you want to maybe change your build, change any jutsu that you've chosen or anything, you kind of have that chance.
Yeah, and being able to... get an idea for what your character even sounds like. You know, you guys can workshop the voices in there. We can do a little bit of, you know, you meet the Hokage, he gives you a mission, somebody's attacking the wall or something, you guys go out and fight those guys. Then you get a little bit of role play, you get a little bit of combat, you get a little bit of a taste for the navigation, because again, this is all going to be theater of the mind. This is a podcast, so I don't want to have visual cues for a podcast. It just doesn't make sense to me, really. And I'm an avid podcast listener. So I hate listening to podcasts of D&D where somebody has a battle mat. It's so annoying when somebody's like, oh, well, they're about 5 feet away from you. And I'll be like, well, no, look, I'm right here. And it's like, dude, I'm listening to this. I can't see what you guys are fucking pointing at.
Don't argue with it.
Yeah. Like, so when we're doing this, it's going to be a lot more like, okay, I'll set up the scene. I'll tell you guys what it looks like and then give you a rough roundabout. Hey, these guys are this far away. And when we get to fighting, everyone just kind of has to be on the same page. Obviously, there's always confusion. There's always going to be like with no mat. There's always going to be like, well, I thought he was like 30 feet away from me, and I'll try to, you know, navigate that as best I can and make it feel like we're having good combat. But we got to work with what we got, you know. So it'll be different. I don't know if you guys have played D&D before or not, but a lot of the times they'll have a grid that you could kind of have minis on or something, and we just don't have that luxury. I mean, there is Roll20, but I don't want to use it because. It's an audio medium. There's no point in having visuals in an audio medium. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I think that makes perfect sense because I've kind of been in that same way. I've watched a podcast or listened to a podcast or two, and it's like, no, I'm right here. Or they'll point out like, I'm actually over here and this guy's over here. And you kind of click over to it or you pull out your phone and it's like, wait, why am I looking at my phone? This is an audio podcast. I can't see anything.
And this is all about heroes. This is all about narratively being awesome. If there's a time where you guys are like, oh, I want to do this super cool move. And then I think in my head, oh, shit, well, I thought this guy was, you know, a little further than that. I don't fucking care. I'll just say, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Do it up. You know, like I want you guys to feel cool. Like, I don't want you guys to be like, ah, shit, I'm limited by this or I'm limited by that. I'm just going to. You know, as long as it's within reason and I didn't say this guy's on a fucking tower on a mountain on the other side of the map and you're like, oh, I'm gonna punch him. I'll probably let you do whatever you want to do as long as it's within reason. You know, like there can't be like a, well, I just established that this guy's in a different building, so maybe that doesn't work. But within reason, you know, because you guys are going to be so badass. You could probably just like punch a hole through a wall if you wanted to.
Really excited for this tournament arc.
I mean, I'm excited for it, but I worry that one of us is going to get super unlucky and end up doing like a summoning jutsu thing. And rather than contacting like the toads of the mountain or the snakes, just end up getting like an office executive or some shit.
Yeah, just roll bad.
I'm Bill from accounting.
Well, the summons are going to be wild animals, so I don't think they're going to have much accounting out there, but maybe, I don't know, maybe they have like a little blazer on. Now, that's the other thing too. I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to be following the rules of improv. So yes, and as long as it's within reason, you guys can make up whatever you want. As long as it's kind of funny or whatever, or it makes sense narratively, go for it. Like, if you want to say, oh, I noticed that you're wearing a little jacket or something on like a big bad guy to kind of like demoralize him, then he's going to be wearing a little jacket and I'll make a dumb joke about it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want it to feel funny. I want it to be like, you guys have almost as much control as over the world as the DM, because I think that makes for a better narrative. And mm-hmm. it takes a little bit of the pressure off of me for constantly having to build out the narrative. So like, if you guys are like, oh, I love these trees here or something, go for it. You know, if you want to say like, I'm going to jump onto the side of a tree and you guys are in a forest. Yeah, do it up. You know,
you're going to let us meet the final boss, like the leader of a murderous thieving gang, and just make fun of his jacket and hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. And I think that would be really funny, too, if he's like, well, I thought it was a really cool jacket.
Everybody says this jacket is really intimidating.
Bitch, that's fake Gucci. I could see the Y instead of an like, I.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Hides the tag.
Like, no, you can't.
No, you can't. You can't see this. Like, I just think that would be really funny. I don't know.
Last question I really have is, has anybody been working on voices for their characters? Any little teasers that they'd like to share?
Yeah. If you want to debut them on episode 1, I don't blame you. But if not, yeah, go for it.
I mean, I want to make sure I can get mine just right. You know?
Obviously, with mine, with Akira being obviously more of a Gaara build, I kind of wanted to take some inspiration from Liam O'Brien, one of my favorite VAs of all time.
Big fan of Liam O'Brien.
He's phenomenal. And... So for Akira, I'd like to do something along the lines of, when one steals from the rich, he therefore has an obligation to share it with the poor.
Oh God, you're so freaking edgy.
Exactly. That's the point, dude. That's the point.
I can't wait, because the rules of improv work both ways. I'm definitely going to make fun of your characters with the NPCs.
That's the funniest part, is because there are going to be times where it's like, oh my God, you were the edgiest person on the planet. But then there are going to be other times where I'm talking in that voice and I'm doing super wholesome things. You're going to be like, I have mixed feelings about this.
Yeah.
Oh, sitting there, God, like comforting a child, like, don't worry, the bad men are gone now. Nothing can hurt you anymore. And they're gonna be like, this is weird.
I love the idea of making fun of each other and just kind of like making it fun, because I want this to be a comedy podcast. It's obviously going to have anime style, so there'll be a time when like a whole village dies and you guys have like a really sad moment type thing. But for the most part, I want this to be hilarious. You know what I mean?
I worry that given the nature of my character, he'll watch a whole village die and go, lol, wish I did that instead.
My character is going to fail with his chakra to put all of his sand like back into his gourd or whatever, like how Gaara does. And he's just going to be picking up by hand and putting it back in his gourd.
He's scooping it. NPC comes up and is like, well, I have a cat litter scoop for you. If you want to just put this in the, you need help with that? Or
I think what would piss him off even more about it is I have cat litter scoopers and they have the little holes in the bottom.
They can't even get it.
Just be staring. He'd like try it once or twice and he'd stop and just stare at the holes like, seriously?
I'm hearing all of this and I'm realizing the entire friendship dynamic is going to be very similar to like the memes you see about Madagascar between like, King Julian and Mort. Where the entire friendship is built upon whether or not one of them is going to kill the other at any point.
Oh yeah, that's pretty funny. I was getting more of like a bros at a fraternity type thing. Where it's like one of you is like a more serious one, the other one's going to be a
designated driver.
Yeah.
Designated like, driver, the playboy, and the drunk.
Yeah, and there's the one who's just like, I'm just going to fucking punch it. Like one's like, oh, we need to be sneaky and in the shadows, and we need to be
sneaky
about that, and then fuck it.
Yeah. I'm going to punch the big guy in the face. No, you stupid bastard.
Marcus and Briar are hiding in a bush, and then you just hear from the background Beans come running up. Leroy!
Oh my God.
How did we do that at the same time?
I know, that was awesome.
There's going to be like a whole point where like bloody Uchiha and a Gaara clone are going to be like planning out how to perfectly make like a sneak attack using a mix of sand and genjutsu, and Mudbuster is gonna go, fuck your plan. I've got two plans right here. There's my right and my left.
I want your character to commonly do the biceps flex and be like, persuasion and reason. Mwah, mwah. To frequently kiss his biceps.
Nah, it does like the have you seen one trailer for Thor Ragnarok, which is called Team Four?
No.
Oh, where I think so.
There's Chris Hemsworth going, that computer is not a brain. You see, a brain is a muscle. And as you can see, I am full of muscles. And I have, this is muscle. Brain is a muscle, therefore this is a brain. And I have more brains than you. So my brains, all of them, they say the following. Beat the shit out of them.
I love the idea of me being like, okay, Beans, give me an intimidation check. And you're like, you fucking kidding me? I'm just going to pop my shirt off, dude. Like, that's all I need to intimidate.
Your character needs to be like 6'3", but yeah. At one point in time, and he needs to be muscular, but at one point in time, we need to have like the LOL Tyler 1 meme where he runs up to somebody and the guy's like 8'1". And even more muscular.
Oh, no. Yeah, there are definitely going to be NPCs that I make just to fuck with you guys.
You looked a lot shorter from 50 feet away.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I see you're only 6'8". What's it like to be a man child?
What's it like to rely on steroids?
Yeah.
Akira is only going to be about 5'3". So Akira is not tall.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's a good point.
Because he grew up as an urchin, so I imagine he was malnourished a lot of his life, and he commonly traveled by night, so he just didn't grow that much. So he's like a thin twig boy. He's like 5, probably after the time skip, I'll probably make him like 5'6" or something like that.
Yeah, like he gets just a little taller.
Yeah, but I don't want him to be too tall, just to add contrast to the rest of the group.
That's the most
tanky one that can probably like shield the most damage is just this tiny little twig boy.
I do love the idea of you guys kind of maybe this week or something, if you get time, get an idea of like a description for your character. That way, when we do get to episode one, you guys can be like, my character is this. And they're like, they look like this. They wear this, you know, they have these kind of things, just so everybody's got a good idea. And I think you probably noticed I made a fan art text in there. My goal is to eventually start actually drawing some of these characters. I have a digital pad. I'm not fucking good at it, but I think it would be kind of cool if we could maybe get a jump start on making fan art for it. I'm not making promises or anything, but that would be fucking sweet.
Everybody's just going to roll their eyes when they see this, but here is a rough sketch of Akira. Mm. Who'd have saw that coming?
That's right, yeah. You already had a picture for your guy. I think this looks badass, though.
It's a pretty cool art of Gaara, but instead of his hair being spiky or being like, we don't talk about Boruto, but it's actually his hair is more down in his face. He obviously doesn't have like the love symbol on his forehead.
Right.
And he's more of like, you could clearly see like by his clothes that he's more of like a drifter, underground, leather jacket wearing kind of guy.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is obviously the setting is not going to have cell phones. We're not going to be doing a lot of this stuff. But if you guys ever wanted to make a joke or something about it, like, it won't be canon, but you're more than welcome to just say whatever, you know, like, oh, I pulled up on a fuck, like, you know, that's a pretty sweet fucking Harley you got or something like that. Like, making jokes is fine.
Where'd you hear that joke? Where'd you hear that joke, buddy? Oh, I saw it on iFunny.
Yeah, right. Just... And, like, I don't mind joking around and stuff. This isn't going to be a super serious campaign by any means. Because, yeah, I want you guys to feel free to do whatever you want. You know, this is kind of sandboxy. Obviously, the story itself will have a narrative and it will be plot-driven. But, like, it might be a little bit more railroady than a normal D&D campaign. But that's just so we can keep a story because this is a narrative podcast. But... fuck around, say whatever you want, do whatever you want. You know, it's a free world. I like giving players range because I think it makes for way more fun when you guys get to be a part of the world. I think it gives you guys way more agency over your characters and kind of the world at large. And it just makes it more fun for everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to say whatever you want.
Sure thing. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's the time we got. Thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. Again, keep on the lookout for episode one. You can check us out on social media. We have a Twitter. We have a subreddit. We also have Discord. All the links should be in the show notes, and keep on the lookout for our next episode. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
That tree looks like a pussy.